My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to keep lists of things you want to discuss with the professionals in your life. That way, when you are asked if you have any questions or concerns, you will be ready to bring them up. There are probably numerous professionals you see from time to time. Your family doctor, your dentist, various specialists, maybe a financial advisor, a vet, various contractors, an arborist, who knows? If something big comes up in between periodic visits, you would make a special appointment. But there are plenty of questions that come up that aren't worth a visit on their own. They are simply things you intend to bring up at your next visit. To make sure that you remember these questions by the time that next visit rolls around, you need to keep a specific list of them. If you use a digital calendar, one obvious place for this list is the calendar event for the appointment. In the notes or description section of the calendar event, record any questions you would like to discuss. You can add to this over time. For your dermatologist, you might make a note about a new mole that showed up in your arm, plus the date when you first noticed it. For your accountant, you might make a note to ask about electric car tax credits if you are pondering buying one in the next year. The morning of your appointment, you can open the calendar item and refresh your memory of the topics you want to discuss. If you use a paper calendar, you can record questions on a blank page in your planner or in a bullet journal or on a sticky note affixed to the calendar page for the day of the appointment. Or you can keep a digital list of questions, perhaps on your phone, and put a note on your paper calendar reminding you to see notes. Keeping a list, whether paper or digital, can be helpful for more frequent appointments too. You may keep noticing a spot on the stove that you would like your cleaning service to try to remove, but you won't necessarily remember that when you are racing out the door to work as they are coming in. You need somewhere to remind yourself for the morning when the service always comes, or at least to remind you to text the crew leader. In my case, we are finishing up renovations on our house. And sure enough, I wound up keeping a running list of issues to bring up with the contractors. The supervisor for the renovation project recently stopped by to check on things. And alongside the freezer leak and a plastering issue, I was able to ask about a toilet handle that wasn't working quite right. Even though I will acknowledge that perhaps the toilet handle was a bit out of his purview, he was handy, and he was here, and I had a list. And my toilet handle is now fixed. To make the most of time with professionals, we have to be ready to bring important topics to their attention when we have the chance. We are often asked if we have any questions or concerns. And it is frustrating to remember your questions and concerns in the car when you are driving home. If you record your questions and concerns somewhere you can remember them, you will be ready to bring them up when the moment arises. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.